This is like a very, very Yesodistic Perek. This is the first city in Eretz Yisrael to be conquered by Klal Yisrael. And Memela, it's considered something special, which we'll see in many ways. A couple of small diukim. The Torah goes out of its way, the Novi, to explain how hard it was to penetrate Yericho. The Yericho is segeres and misugeres. Mipnei bnei Yisrael, ein yoytze ve'ein bo. Mamish, it was not shaykh to penetrate. Vayoyma Hashem al Yeshua rei nasati biyodchas Yericho v'esmalko gibore achoyu. And Yericho was really the only city that we conquered. I wouldn't say we conquered it, Shalei B'derech HaTeva. We penetrated it completely, Shalei K'derech HaTeva. Completely. If you look at the Psukim, I'm sure you remember this from Girsa D'Yankesa. A whole process surround the city. V'saboisim esayir. Pamachas. And then again, Kein Ta'asa Sheishis Yomim. The Kitzer, all 6 days they did it, and then on the seventh day the walls fell. Which we'll talk more about this, about Shabbos, we'll talk about this. But Al-Koponim, Ubayoyim Ashvi, Tosubu Asayir Sheva Pomim, and then the Noflo, Choyim Asayir Tachteo, V'Oluoyim Ishnegde. This is the Pasuk. So basically, Yericho was the only city we had that was mamish miraculous the way we got into the city. The fact is that when we were Koivish Eretz Yisrael, Hashem B'davka had that we conquered it B'derech HaTev. We didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael L'malam B'derech HaTev. We conquered Eretz Yisrael B'derech HaTev. In fact, many learned that was the Chet of the Meraglim. The Chet of the Meraglim was that they didn't adjust the L'malam and HaTev to the Teva. That means when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim into Eretz Yisrael, he sent them on a mission, like we discussed, to analyze it, to see, to strategize. Mitzrayim, we didn't have to strategize. The Baruch Hashem fried them to pieces while we were in Mitzrayim, and whatever was left of them got washed away in the Yamsuf. It didn't matter how strong they were or how powerful they were. They were done. They were fried. All of a sudden, we're going into Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be fighting wars. We're going to be conquering armies with physical wars. So the Meraglim had a hard time to adjust. The Sfasemis even is Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael, falling into the Chet of Meraglim. He says, in the Midbar, everything was Lamalim, our whole existence was Lamalim and Atev. Our food came from Shemayim. Our liquid came, our water came from a rock, from a Derech Nes, Perish El Miriam. Our clothing, 40 years, the same clothing. Simloscho loivosa me'alecho. Right? So the Sfasema says, so when we were going into Eretz Yisrael, it's like a culture shock. All of a sudden you tell people that completely were nigal l'malam and ateva. They're living l'malam and ateva. Now you tell them, you have to go to live regular. People get used to a certain thing. It's very hard to move out of that. I deal with people that never stuck in the house from COVID. People that were in the house for 2 months, 3 months, you could get them out of the house. People that were in the house for 2 years, they're afraid to leave their home. Mamish. They're mamish. Asurim b'seich b'esam. They're prisoners. Afraid to leave. And you have to be able to understand that. It's a scary world. It's a scary world. Get used to something. So Klal Yisrael, we're used to this world. L'malam and Ateva. We're used to that. Sfasema says, that's why after Meraglim, we were given 3 mitzvahs. Those 3 mitzvahs were meant to make us realize that in the Teva lies the Rabbanu Shalom. Keneged the bread that was L'malam and Ateva. In Parsha Shlach, the Eibishter gives us the mitzvah of Challah. Keneged the liquid, the Eibishter gives us the mitzvah of the Nesachim. And Keneged Simloscho Loivoso Me'alecha, what's the last mitzvah in Parsha Shlach? Tabor b'nei Yisrael, for also loyim tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeyim. So the Sfasema says that these three mitzvahs we got after the Chet HaMeraglim were directly in correlation with what we were having a challenge to adjust. I told the Olam Overgrad that this Pesach Shabbos, that the famous Chazal, this week's Parsha, Mashmu Shamu Bo, what did Yisrael hear that made him come? So Rashi says, Kriyas Yamsum Muhammad Samalek. Everybody asks, what's special about these two things? So I told Olam Overgrad a more Parsha to Pshat. There's a lot of Pshat. A more Parsha to Pshat. The Bali Musar say, Yisrael saw how quick you could decline. Went from Kriyas Yamsum to Muhammad Samalek. Rabbi Leo Lapian has a whole piece on that. I told Olam over a more Pasha to Pshat. The Netziv Mivalozhin, in his Sefer HaMikdover, he's oimed on the Pasuk of before Melchemes HaMolek, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain. He says he's going to go up to the mountain, and he tells Yeshua ben Nun, B'chaluch HaNosh, V'tzei Lachem HaMolek, Mochor, and then he tells Yeshua, I'm going to be Allahar. Yeshua ben Nun tells him, what's that in the Gea? U'matei Elikim biyodi. And I'm going to have Matei Elikim. The Netziv says a fascinating thing. He says, how you talking? That the Dor Deya, after everything they saw, Refidim, Rafu Yedeim and Atora, Hayesh Hashem b'kebeinu imayin, they were questioning Hashem's presence. They just saw everything. It says, Adrabba, says the Netziv. In the Lamalam and Ateva, they knew. That they knew. They knew that they had this Manig Moshe Rabbeinu, and he has a direct line to the Rabbanu Shalom's special force, right? The National Guard force, Lamalam and Ateva. And Moshe, that they knew. But Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. In the Teva. That was what they didn't know. That's what the Netziv says. That's what they didn't know. That's why Yeshua ben Nun said, that's why Moshe told Yeshua, Bechar l'cho anoshim. It's not going to be through me, through you. And it's going to be a war. V'tzehi lochem ba'amolek. And then he says, Matei Elohim b'yodi, Elohim is midas ha-teva. Everything is going to be Teva. We're not doing anything elamalam and ha-teva. And that's why the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, according to the Netziv, he doesn't say this, but comes out Kavaldik, according to the Netziv. What does the Mishnah say in Rosh Hashanah Choftes? What does the Mishnah say? You remember? The Mishnah asks, when Moshe picks up his hands, for go by Yisrael. Kashi, right? Kashi Yor, Moshe is Yodai, for go by Yisrael. Kashi Yinich, Moshe is Yodai, for go by Amalek. What does the Mishnah ask? You remember? The Menahal just said it. Huh? V'chiyodav shol Moshe oiseis mucham Moshe oiseis mucham. It's a Peldik Mishnah, no? Yes, of course Yodav shol Moshe. We just had Kriyas Yamsuf. Fayet Moshe's Yodav. We just went through all the Makas in Mitzrayim. Many of them Moshe picked up his hand. What's the Mishnah's Kasha? V'chiyodav shol Moshe oiseis mucham. The Teretz says, according to the Netziv, it's Givaldik. The Hog was it should be B'derech HaTeva. There should be a real war. On that, the Mishnah says, no, it was Taka Teva, but they were Mistakim Klapei Mal. They realized that Hashem is in the Teva. That was the objective. The objective was, and then the Tziv says, that's why it wasn't through Moshe, it was through Yeshua. It was through Yeshua. Because part of Klal Yisrael's mistake was, Memela, Yisrael came because he realized that was something that he was going to bring to Klal Yisrael. He was the one who saw the Rabban Hashem even in the beginning of the Golos, like the Medrash says. He saw the Rabban Hashem in the Teva. He told Pari, don't mess with the Jews. The Yalkut Shemini says, he told Pari, listen, the Rabban Hashem, Pari messed with them and it didn't end up good for him. The first Pari with Sora. And Avimelech, he gave him some history. So Yisrael already saw something already in the Teva. So he came to give us that chibur between Melchemes HaMolek and Kriyas Yamsuf, to put those two together. It's a different madrega. So the kibush of Eretz Yisrael had to be done b'derech HaTeva. Had to be done b'derech HaTeva. So if that's the case, Why was the first city penetrated Lamala Menateva? Completely Lamala Menateva. Went around the city 7 days, 6 days, the seventh day seven times, the walls fall down. Not even all the walls fell down. The Radak says it can't be all the walls fell down. Because Rochav Azoyna, her house was built into the Chayma Seir, and we know her thing survived. Good. The whole thing, the penetration was Lamala Menateva. Not only was it Lamala Menateva, but it had Kedusha Yisrael, Yericho. Yericho had more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not saying that. Derive it. Derive it in Tomet. Brings down B'Shem his Rebbe, the Ravid's Rebbe, Moiri Harav, that Yericho had Kedusha Kimat Kemo Yerushalayim. Could you imagine? Kimat Kemo Yerushalayim. You have to pshat and derive it. Yericho had more Kedusha. And he says, the Ravid says in the name of his Rebbe, Achidish Gadol, which I'm sure you guys didn't learn the Mishnah and Yuma that way in fourth grade when you learned Maseches Yuma, at least those that were here. We learned, it's part of the curriculum, Maseches Yuma in fourth grade. You remember? Remember? By Rabbi Lowy. Can't forget that. Rabbi Lowy drills it into the Kishkes. You want a story about Rabbi Lowy? Rabbi Lowy, in fourth grade, year was 2001. My Tzvi was in his class. My Bechor was in fourth grade then, 2011. He drove in every day from Williamsburg. He's Rebbe. He probably has the best attendance from Williamsburg. This is a Maisa Shehoya, which my son at the time couldn't appreciate it. But years later, my son told me, oh, now he first appreciates what it was. His wife, Chassidus Shefroy in Williamsburg, she hears on the news, Miss Tom at the radio. I don't think she has a computer. She hears on the news, the World Trade Center. The two towers fell. Shimamish was petrified. Petrified. They heard that some people died, some people... I, her husband, didn't really go there, Mamish, but you know, Williamsburg is very close to the... When you come into Manhattan, come to Muncie, you're right. You're in the Samach Venira, you're in the community, you're in the neighborhood. Everybody was petrified then, I could tell you. I went home after davening that day. By davening, I went home. I found that at home. On my way back here to Yeshiva, I was driving, looking up, what was I looking for? Somebody's going to come. People were like, So his wife was calling him. He doesn't pick up his phone at Shia. Rabbi Lowy. Rabbi Lowy's classroom, for those of you that had him, there's no hanky-panky in that classroom. My Rebbetzin, when she had to bring something for the kids, she was afraid to deliver it to Rabbi Lowy's classroom. She would bring it to me, I should bring it to them. She said, Rabbi Lowy, I can't. That's not because he was rude. He ran such a... Bekitza, his phone is ringing and ringing and ringing. He doesn't pick up. But he sees it's nonstop. Then he looks, he sees it's his wife. So my son said, he opened, pick up the phone. Hello? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem Koltev. The middle of a Mishnah. He goes, Kinderlach, the Twin Towers in Gefallen. Zuck the Mishnah weiter. He didn't miss a bleak. He let them know why his wife called us. So in the class, you know, what do you think? You know, Twin Towers, they don't know what it is. They're from Garnished. Yeah? But years later, he chapped. What's this meant? The Twin Towers fell. That came that. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Till today, I remind him the story. And to him, he's such a chashuv and mechanach. He says, he doesn't know what the big deal is that he did that. Avada definitely stopped the Mishnayis. Avada gave him weiter. And he's right. He's right. But it would have been very normal for him to speak for a couple of minutes about what's going on and to just digest it. But Zok the Mishnah weiter. Right? Zok the Mishnah weiter. So Lamaisa. When Klai Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, the Ravid says that it wasn't the Kedusha of Yerichai. Past this you learn, the fact that Yerichai, they were able to smell the smell of the Ketoris, and they were able... The Mishnayos are just telling us it was such a powerful smell that from the Beis HaMikdash she could smell it all the way to Yericho. That's how you learn. I mean, that's what I learned also. That's part. That's partial. That's how you read. Me Yericho Hoyu. That would be like I say, somebody made a sound here, and it was so loud they were able to hear a Nayak. What does that mean? That means for Shteitzach in Spring Valley they heard it. For Shteitzach in Nanuet they heard it. They heard it all the way in Nayak. That's how you learn Pshutoi. It's not the right name. All the cities between Yerushalayim and Yericho didn't smell the Ketores. Yechidish? Only Yericho. Why? Lefi Shehoisa Kedusha Kemat Ki Yerushalayim. So there was a mess that they were able to experience that smell. So the people there should know you're not living in a simple city. You're living in a special city. You have to know Pshat and derive it. It's not an easy rivet. You have to know Pshat and derive it. I said over this rivet when the Israeli government in 93, when they gave back, the one of the first places they gave back was Jericho. They said, yeah, Jericho. It's garbage. It's garbage. Kemat kemo Yerushalayim. It's Kedusha. Kemat kemo Yerushalayim. It just says if you don't have a Reich HaTorah, you don't know what to be Machshiv. Kemat. So you have to know what's the Taka Pshat and derive it. He says it's like, he compares it to vital things. Like Truma, it was Rashis Kibbutz Haaretz. Truma is called Rashis, right? It's called the first thing, Yemafresh Truma. Bikurim is Rashis. So the Ravid says there was a Rashis of Kibush, the first conquering. Special, like Truma. Just like Truma has Kedusha, Yericho has Kedusha. How do we understand that? What's the Shaychas? This Tevel, Eretz Yisrael was Tevel? Mafis Trumas? What's going on? What is the Ravid saying? It's a little bit cryptic. It's hard to understand what he even means, the Ravid. But that's, I'm just telling you what he says. This is what he says. So what's Taka the Pshat? The Pshat, you could say, is like this. Very often, we discuss that in Parshas Truma, we're soon going to have Parshas Truma. Rashi brings down the beginning of the Parsha. Kishetzedakteik, if you're going to look closely, you'll see that there are 13 different ingredients that were needed to build a Mishkan. In other words, Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, Hagomon, 13. 13 different ingredients were needed for the Mishkan. Frek the Velt, I mean even the Sifsei Chachomim asks, it's not true. Take out your fingers and count, and you'll see 15, not 13. It's interesting, Rashi. Obviously, Rashi wants something. First of all, what do you have to be medactic to count to number 13? It's not like, you know, you need to be a... This is like physics. 13. Rashi says, kishetadakdek. The Torah says, two things they didn't have to bring. 15 they brought. 15 ingredients were needed. But how many were needed to be brought? 13. Which two weren't brought, Shimmy? Come on. Tchoshim. Min Chaya, the Abish, they brought to the Midbar. Right? A special Bria that they never saw in before. That had all these beautiful lines. Beautiful stripes, colors. And the Arozim, the cedar trees, that already came from Avraham Avinu and Yaakov brought it to Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael only had to bring 13. That's the Kishetadakdek. There was only 13 that we had to bring. The question is, the million-dollar question, so what's the lesson? The lesson is that a person has to always know even something very simple that seems to be in your power to do, you need Siyata Dishmaya. I always say that's why when the Mishkan was built, the most simple task, putting it up, they couldn't do. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do it. It's a mess. Hashem, Hukam HaMishkan. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, unbelievable craftsmanship, right? But then the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Parabama Madlikin, Dov Kushari Azor Zebazer, they couldn't get the doors opened. Come on! Take the key and open the door. Couldn't do it. What's the lesson? The lesson is that even when something is so simple, you need siyata d'shmaya. You always need siyata d'shmaya. Even when you think you have something done, you need siyata d'shmaya. You always need to have siyata d'shmaya. Memela, that's why the simple tasks of the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, there was a heavenly decree to make it happen. Memela, when we built the Mishkan, dafka the Eibishter made that the tchoshim we couldn't bring. We needed Shemayim to bring them. And there's one other thing you have to remember. Mesoris Ovis. Never, even when you're building something new, you have to build it on the Mesoris. So that's the arozim. I always say that's why when a chos and kala get married, what do we say? Why churbas Yerushalayim? You build something from scratch. No. The chos and kala, they're building something new, but it has to be built on the foundation. The old foundations. That's why the Mishkan Asher, the Rebbeinu Shel made, that two things will have to be underlying without us. Siyata d'shmaya and Mesoris Ovis. Then 13 we brought. 13 meaning we brought. Memela, even though the kibush of Eretz Yisrael was done through Derech HaTeva, before the kibush of Eretz Yisrael, we had to have a siman min shemayim. There had to be a heavenly intervention to set the path that we should understand everything is bidei shemayim. And memela, the walls of the city came down b'derech shamayim. B'derech shamayim. To give us that original jolt that should stay with us. Like the Ramban says, mitoich nisim, you see it in the teva. Memele, you could say, that's the whole idea of teva. Why is the rachis? The whole idea of rachis is a reminder to a person that he's living in the Eibishter's welt. The ratios of the grain, you have to make kedusha. The ratios of the things that grow from the trees is also bikurim. We had that in Bava Basra, Bikias, those of you who learned Bikias with me. The first fruit. It's the same idea. The ratios is where, like the Sefer Achanuch says, the first thing you feel a certain bilus. The Bukhar, same thing. You redeem your firstborn child. It's a certain bilus. You'll all see one day when you have your first child, whether it's a boy or a girl. There's a certain feeling that's indescribable, right? It's the first thing you're going to get, that's mom is yours. It's not from the shver, it's not from your parents, it's not from, this is dinah. And that's why the Rishonim say there's an Indian of Pidyon Bechor, to recognize, that's the rachis. That's why the rachis of Kibbutz Eretz Yisrael required heavenly intervention that should stay with us throughout the kibbutz. And Memela, that had Kedusha Kemat Kemo Yerushalayim. Because the whole idea of Yerushalayim is that there's a Gilui Shechina. And this first city, because we penetrated it in that way, where it became obvious, the Hashgoch of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that has an inyan of Gilui Shechina. That's why it had a higher level of Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Okay.